Jake, Reb said in disgust, you're as stubborn as a blue-nosed mule. He was spinning his lariat expertly and suddenly launched it out so that it fell over Abigail, who was walking by. She squealed, and Reb laughed. Gotcha that time. Abigail stared at him with disgust, removed the rope, then walked away with her nose in the air. I'm not stubborn, Jake said flatly. I'm just careful, that's all. He was putting together a machine that he vowed would catch fish automatically. Reb and Josh had both said they'd rather pull them in on a line. Jake, however, loved to invent things. He slowly pulled a lever, but it snapped, catching his finger. Ow! He yelled, hopping around first on one foot, then on the other. Reb laughed. Well, it might not catch fish, Jake, but it sure caught you. Here, let me get that little hummer off of your finger. Jake stopped long enough to allow Reb to disengage the apparatus and then stuck his finger in his mouth. He glared down at the invention, reached over with his free hand and picked it up. He heaved it as far as he could, then shook his head. That would have worked if I just had the right kind of stuff to work with. Removing his finger from his mouth, he looked at it. Wouldn't be surprised but what it was broken. He grunted and looked over to where Abdul was sitting on a rock, about 30 feet in front of the house. How do we know he's who he says he is? How do we know he's not? Reb asked, pulling his rope in. He began to spin it, making a fancy S shape, and then threw it up in the air. It seemed like a live thing in his hand. Why would he lie about a thing like that? He might be a spy of the Sanhedrin, Jake grumbled. You know how terrible that Elmas is. He'd do anything to lead us into a trap. He's almost done it 2 or 3 times. I don't think Abdul's a spy. You never think anybody's a spy. You're too trusting. That's what's the matter with you, Reb. Remember that sorceress that nearly got you chewed up by a dragon? Didn't you learn anything from that? Reb flushed, for he had been deceived by what appeared to be a fair young woman back when they were visiting a land called Camelot. Well, shucks, you don't think Abdul's a sorcerer, do you? Haven't you listened to anything he said? Yes, I have, Jake said. And I don't say he's wrong, and I didn't say he's a spy. All I say is we can't go running off every time somebody walks in and asks us to come and save them. The argument had been going on for 3 days. Most of the other sleepers had gained confidence in the visitor. They found Abdul to be an honest man, strong and obviously very courageous. He had come on a long and dangerous mission for a very noble purpose. Jake, however, had stubbornly refused to agree. And now he shook his head and added, We'd be crazy to leave here on some wild goose chase. And that's what I'm going to say when we take a vote. Reb looked in surprise. You reckon we're going to take a vote on this? He inquired. I thought Josh would just make the decision by himself. He says he can't do it. It's too much responsibility. Well, I reckon it is. When are we going to vote? I think we ought to vote right away. And I think we ought to vote no.
The vote came quicker than either of the boys expected. When they ran back to the house, Josh stepped out and said, Everybody gather around. I've got something to say. He waited until they came close, and he looked at their faces. I guess you pretty well have your minds made up about Abdul here. He looked over at the stranger, who had stood to his feet. Abdul, if you don't mind, we have a little private business.
Of course, Abdul said at once. I will go.